It's a real schust I have, and I very much appreciate having this opportunity. So, Yishkeiach, for joining us. Hope we'll have a great time together, Mir Sashem. Right, Pesal? Okay? And all those, I don't mention their name, or I didn't mention their name before, so I don't know who you are, your telephone numbers, but I've got a couple more joined that I still didn't see before. I'm Shlomo. Shmuel Chaim, Yishkeiach, Yechiel Stavetsky, the alumnus of ours is here with us. Ari Solomon. Yishkeiach to all of you who join us. Okay, Rabosai, let's go. So I hope you got the sheet, right? You have the Marmakomo sheet. Let's, the Pasuk talks about in this week's parasha, the halachas of this, the mitzvah of Nazir. Pasuk Beis, Dabro Mnei Yisrael, Yomart Aleim, Isha Uisha, Kiyafi Rindor Neder Nazir. When a person pronounces, verbalizes to make a Neder Nazir, L'hazor Hashem, become Nazir to Hashem. Right, so let's go first to Eben Ezra, if you don't mind. Skip the Rashi first. We'll get back to the Rashi. The Eben Ezra says something very interesting. Ki-ish ki-yafli. What does the word, what does yafli mean? Yafrish, right? He'll spell it out. He'll verbalize. I think it means right. Oh yeah. Oh, or yased dover pella. He'll do it. A wonderful, like an unbelievable thing. It's a pella. It's a chiddush nifla, right? That's nifla pella. It's a chiddush he's doing. A wondrous thing he's doing. Kirova olam holchem achar tavasam. He goes, look, most of the world, you look around, most of the world, they go after the taiva, the bali taiva. They run after the taivas. There's a lack of control, a lack of ability to control, and they're running after the taivas. And this guy is, he makes himself into a nazir. Now, also, let's just analyze. Let's look at the Medrash now for a second. Look at the Medrash. The Medrash tells us, I think in the Medrash you'll see that the halachas of a nazir is because of how special he is. But let's read the Medrash together on both sides. Yud Aleph at the next piece over Yud Aleph. Kol Yimei Nidra, Kol Yimei Hazira Hashem. Right, that's Yud Aleph. Borei, Shekol Misha Mekadish As Asmo, Melamata. Anybody who's Mekadish himself down here in this world. Mekadish Osmo Mala. So they think of him, the Mekadish, they make him holy, they sanctify him up there, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the heavens. Right, they see him as a Kadosh. He's Mamish, they turn him into a, they label him a Kadosh, I guess. How is that? What does that have to do with us over here? Zelafisha Mazar's Asmal Min Hayayin. Because this person was Mazar, right, made a Neder, and made a Neder Nazir to deprive himself of wine. Benoig Tsar Basmo, and he'll have some Tsar. Shoyigalach Rosho, he shouldn't take a haircut. Never, because so much Tsar, right? I mean, I don't know, nowadays I think it's a pleasure not take a haircut, right? But okay, that's not the point, right? This guy, he's Nebuch, he's no Tsar. He has to grow his hair long. He looks terrible. He has more than a zero, more than a one. I don't know what they call it, right? But he let his hair grow, right? For 30 days, not talking for a month or two or three. I don't know, it seemed in those days, you know, 30 days of growth was like, whoa, terrible. You know, okay, whatever, but that's Tsar. Right, so he's not no Tsar Basmo, he's not going to take a shave. Take a haircut rather. He's doing it because he wants to keep himself away, protect himself from doing averes. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Harehu Chosh Ufanek Kohen Gadol. He's like Kohen Gadol, this guy. Look, Kimamish Umakash Nosmo Mala. He's like a Kohen Gadol. Ma Kohen Osir Tame, just like a Kohen's Osir to be Matame. Ucha Mason. Af Nazar Osir Tame, Ka Mason. And if you're wondering why Kodesh Baruch Hu picked this halacha, why should a Nazir be usher to Matami to Mason? You know why? Hashem says, the matter says. Because in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, he's a Kadosh. And a Kadosh, right, it's like a Kohen Gadol. Right, Kohen Gadol, someone represents Kedusha, who is a Kadosh, who's called, is labeled a Kadosh, represents Kedusha. He has to stay away from Tumi, can't Matami himself. It's inappropriate. That doesn't fit. It doesn't jive for a Kadosh to become Tumi. Mabe Kohen Gadol, Ksiv, Kinesa, Mishas, Al Kavah. Abanazar, all same thing, right? Same thing. Mabakoing Siva Ibado Aaron Agdisha Kodesh Kadosh. Abanazar Nikur Kodesh Demra, right? So basically, the halachas of some halachas, right? Of Hilchas Nazar, Hilchas Tum Vatara, is because he's considered Kadosh. He was labeled a Kadosh. Why? Because he was a Kadosh Nomata, right? It was Makadosh himself down below. So the Torah sees him as a Kadosh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees him as a Kadosh. And mainly he has certain halachas that are given over to him compared to a Kohen Gadol. So also think about it. So we're not talking about a snapshot. A guy, it's not even a guy went through 30 days he suffered for 30 days, and he didn't drink wine for 30 days, and he wasn't Megach Rosh, Nebuch, poor guy, 30 days. Now, this is right at the beginning. From day one, as Ebenezer is saying, once he was mafli, once he was yafrish, and he said, I'm going to become a nazir, and he intends, obviously with a seriousness and with a commitment, not just a flimsy little speech, but he intends with all the sincerity, commitment to become a nazir. So Hashem, this guy's a kadosh. He's a holy man. We have to give him halachas that apply, that pertain to someone who's a kadosh. Right? He can't become tummy. So he goes to the kadosh. Not shot after 30 days he become a kadosh. Now he rose to the level. You know, we have 49 days Kabbalah HaTorah. You know, so after 49th day, we're on the highest level. No. Over here, right in the beginning, where the person makes the commitment, right, to go ahead and be a nazir, not to have wine, be porish from gashmias, be porish from taking a haircut and beautifying himself and all that, he's called a kadosh. He's called a kadosh. And we're both like, what's the big deal? Like, what did he do? You know, what did he do? He just verbalized, made a commitment. You know, I mean, there's tons of people out there who make commitments to lose some weight. You know, they're very sincere about it. They're going to lose weight. They're going to go ahead and join Alcoholics Anonymous to stop from their involvement in drinking, you know. But that's what the guy did. The guy didn't pass the test yet, right? He's still 30 days away from it. But he's called the kadosh the first day because, as Ebenezer says, it's a pella. He did a pella digger thing. He committed ishki yafu yender neder azer to make that commitment to abstain and to want to be perfect yourself more, to abstain from these worldly enticements, right? He becomes a kadosh. She's very chashuv. Why? Ebenezer says why. Kirova olam hochan achat havasim. Look at the belt. I'll prove it to you, says Ebenezer, right? Look at the whole world out there. They're a bunch of behemoths, right? They're a bunch of bali taiva. They run after the taiva. Obviously, it's not so easy, right? How come there aren't less people running after the taivas? How come the majority of the world out there is failing, so to speak, going after the taivas, right? I assume it's not because the hashkafa, they're lacking hashkafa. People realize it's not a good thing. It's a davar sichi, I guess. Mustam, that's what he means, right? Davar sichi. People that have pure seichel, not run after the taivas, they would be perished from only, they wouldn't run after the taivas. They would do what's proper, al pi halacha, al pi hashkafa, al pi seichel anushi, right? Isn't that chukim, hilchas arayas, and hilchas taivas, right? But they run after their taivas because they're taivas, because they can't control themselves. So this guy's mamish a pella. It's a wonder, how can he make such a commitment? I mean, he knows he's going to be Polish. He's committing to stay away from physical things. And it's only, what's the number? We're talking about wine. Wine and haircutting. That's what it is over here. Right? That's what he's accepting by himself, it sounds like. You know? That is because that's the koch of taiva both. So, you know, we're not talking about taiva of arayas per se. He just proves it from the fact, since most people go up to taiva, so you see that how powerful taiva is. So Melos Apella, what a guy does is says, listen, I'm going to stay away. I love wine. Wine is a great thing. And I love this to cut my hair a little handsome, you know, without the rubby hair. No, I want to be hippie. I want to have long hair. I want to have short, refined, nicely combed and groomed hair, right? And he says that. He says, I'm not going to be doing that. This guy's unbelievable. I think Pshat is in the Eben Ezra Pshat is because, like he says, because the taiva is very powerful to make that commitment, to make that sincere, honest, and real commitment. I'm not going to go ahead and be involved in this for 30 days, or both sides, is hard. And I think we probably all experienced it. Maybe not Gabi Hilgas Nazar, but you know, we can relate to this. But it's just important to recognize about it, that how chashuv, how powerful, not chashuv, that's the wrong word, how powerful the taivas are. And most of the Welt cannot control them. It's an unbelievable thing. And they can't even go ahead and make the sincere commitments. Of course, you can make a commitment. I'll do this. I'll make my New Year's resolution. It doesn't mean anything, but they don't really mean it. But if a guy makes a sincere commitment, to Alpi Alocha, so to speak, and he from Me'um Kedalev, to do that, Rabbi Osa, requires tremendous, it's a pella. So wonder, how does a guy do this? Because we cannot underestimate the power of a person's taiva, the drive, the desire, for physical pleasures is very strong. And therefore, when a person does this, he's called a kadosh right from the beginning. When he makes that sincere commitment, he's called a kadosh, and we give him certain other halachas of tumah tamesim. He can't do that. Hashem sees him as what he is. That's right. Right. Hashem sees him as what he is. He's a person who's going ahead and controlling his taivas, which is unbelievable. That's number one of our both is to recognize the power of taiva, And we have to be careful. We can't assume we're above it all. We can't assume we're halfway above it all. Even to make this commitment is hard. It's hard to make these commitments. And if you do, you're a kadosh, number one on both sides. Number two, let's read the Rashi. Let's go back to the Rashi, which we skipped other in terms of order of the page. Ish kiyafli, pasuk beis in the Rashi. Yafrish, right? You separate yourself. Or you separate, I don't know if you separate or verbalize. Laman is b'chaparshas nazir, the parshas sota. So Rashi asked the famous kasha, what's the juxtaposition? What's the order over here? There's an order over here. There's a pasuk talks about Hilchas Sota. Then we get Hilchas Parshas Nazir. Why are they both put together? Any reasons? Not just by Hashem flipped the coin. Omer had to tell you, she called Roa Sota Bikul Kula. Whoever goes ahead and sees a Sota in her kilkel, in her degradation, Yazir Asom Min Hayayim. She may be they niyuf. Because wine brings a person who they niyuf. So maybe someone sees the sota. It sounds like he's saying, I think the portion, the different shatim, I think the parsha pshat seems to be, the basic pshat is that if you see a sota b'kukula, so like you're more prone, so to speak. You're at risk, a little more at risk, therefore be more careful. Wine is nothing to get involved in. Wine is nothing to get involved in drink if you're someone who's at risk. You know, if someone's potential borderline diabetic, you stay away from certain sugary foods, right? If you're a person who's borderline bal taiva or able to nichshol in taiva, you have to be careful. You stay away from wine because wine is something which brings the neos. So Abosai, think about Abosai. Pasha Pshat, I would have said, right? Normally speaking, what happened? This guy was Roa Sota Bikul Kula, right? He saw the Sota. He might have been to Bezin and in the audience, in the gallery, in the what they call it, the gallery, right? The gallery, the peanut gallery, or the gallery that people sit and watch what's going on in Bezin, and they see this lady come in. She's accused of being a Sota. They give her the water to drink. She's degraded. She walked around to tie her out. I mean, they make it's a disgrace. Uncover her hair. They disgrace her. They degrade her. Mavaza her. All in the hope of trying to get her to go ahead and admit, and potentially they're there to kill her. Potentially, if she's found to be guilty, so she dies on the spot with the mayim hamorim, with the water. So they give her to drink. So he saw this. He saw that somebody, this lady, was accused of potentially, and she was nechshad, not accused, nechshad, that maybe she was nechshad. And when she's nechshad for that, so she can be killed. Look how they treat her in such a degrading way because of what she did and what she's potentially chayav to do when she's potentially chayav misa. So I was there about it. Pumtug, just the opposite. When I finished that, it's like a Musa B'Spaygo Seder. You know, you go in and, wow, I better not do anything terrible like that. You know, if I do that, they can kill me and they'll drag me through the mud and who knows what they'll do to me. And it's a frightening experience. I would say it's Musa B'Spaygo Seder, just the opposite. So what do you mean? If you see Robus, so cool, if I care, I would say if someone did not see it, he's more at risk because, you know, he didn't see it. He doesn't know how bad it is. This guy saw firsthand their potential Machai for Misa. That she could have, exploded, so to speak, right? She could have drank the waters and died on the spot. But okay, she didn't. She was innocent, obviously. She didn't. But what's that? So why is this lady at risk more? Why is this person at risk? We'll see. Roll this a little bit cooler. The pshatas are both sides, similar to what we find by a Molek, right? The famous kash by Molek. The Rashi over there says, I think we might have talked about it last year, I don't recall. Famous Rashi that says that what was the problem with Amalek? He was the first to jump in. It's like the hot water. Right? Went and jumped into the hot water, and therefore he cooled it off. People therefore were able to go afterwards. So Amalek also, he was the first after Mitzrayim to attack Klal Yisrael, and therefore potentially subject us to other people's attacking us. And the Kash is the same thing, just the opposite of both. Right? What do you mean? But you saw that as powerful as he was, Klal Yisrael overcame, they vanquished them, they won. They were the victors. So what do you mean? So I'm going to go ahead and other people go ahead and other nations will go ahead and be prone and be enticed to attack. Let's attack. What do you mean? We'll be wiped out like Amalek was. Amalek was very powerful. And they were the first to get killed. Shazra both said, because once something is done, once you break the ice, right? Once Amalek broke the ice and saw, and people saw that, you know, I never would have dreamed to start up with Kais, right? They're so powerful. But Amalek started up. Okay, they got killed, but that you pushed it aside. That's a person's Yesahara. That's a person's skewed vision. It's Nagias. I don't want to think about that. But once once you saw it was doable, once it was done, and such a thing exists, as bad as the consequences are, it has an effect upon a person. So this person over here sees the something cool. He sees that, you know, maybe she did something terrible. Oh, really? I never would have thought of such an idea. It's abhorrent. It's disgusting. It's terrible. No. Listen, it's done. You know, once you hear that people do it, then it's potentially that it was a hobby that the person did it. That could be he did it. She didn't do it yet, right? We're not talking about a person who was killed necessarily. We're talking about a person who went through the kilkel, went through degradation, went through the water, the drinking of the water, and was accused of it. Just hearing and seeing that someone, you know, potentially did such a terrible action, that lowers my guard, it lowers my resistance, and enables me potentially to have havminus to do this. That person has to take steps to counteract that. He has to take steps to protect himself so that he shouldn't have to show him. He's now at risk. He's a person at risk for being more involved and more indulged in the worst aveiros, the niyuf. It's maybe lay niyuf in your wine. So be careful. Don't drink wine, because beforehand you would drank wine. You make kiddush, fine. But now you drank a little more, so fine. You would never think of doing something so terrible. It's not an ashes ish. But now once he saw it's doable, it's possible. Rabbi Osai, this is the koach. We have to recognize the koach of our environment. Rabbi Osai, you know, we see things, we hear things. You know, like Lahavdo. It's not even. I'm just thinking about it now because it's you know, the Yoma, you know. You know, the way people respond, you know, to and they don't just go ahead and rally, but you riot, you know, you go crazy. It's a good example. We want to show how terrible it was. We're going to riot and do that, you know. That becomes, I'm sure, as Pashto Rebbe said, it becomes a more acceptable response, right? The first time, who knows, 40 years when they did this, you know, wow, people are rioting. What are you rioting for? So they can't respond like that. But that's the norm now. That becomes the norm, right? If we see our boss, we hear it. Then, oh, yeah, why not? You know, the guy, I did this. Someone did something wrong. I don't like Rabbi Nachman made up a rule. He did something not nice. I got to go and smash the yeshiva's windows. Oh, who heard such a crazy thing? Yeah, but oh, someone did it one time. And someone had a hobby. And someone was accused of it. That becomes more doable. And the guy can do it. You know, that's how you do. That's how you respond. You know, that's on the side of both. But everything on both sides. I was telling the guys in my shul yesterday. I think it was yesterday. You know, people go ahead, there's so many foreign hashkafas that we're exposed to in the world at large, whether it's, you know, morality hashkafas, arayas hashkafas, abortion hashkafas, inappropriate lifestyle hashkafas, all the stuff we're bombarded with. And there's no question about that. That's what Chazal, that's what the Rashi is telling us, that, you know, someone who lives now versus 50 years ago, right? Someone who lived 50 years ago is much more protected, you know, from the effect and the absorption and the thinking, the way the goyim did. And of course, certain things are terrible. How could you even think of, you know, certain deviant lifestyles or whatever, or abortion or whatever? You can't think about it. But now, it's not so crazy. Maybe, you know, it's a havmin or something. You know, there's so many different examples are both that were exposed in the goyim shevelt, which are not necessarily das Torah. You know, Moshe prided himself with the fact that, you know, he says it, I think I mentioned, he says it's one of his tshuvas that he trusts himself so much because all the ideas, all the seichel, all the knowledge he has, all the perspectives, the values he has is not from any secular books, all from Torah. So this is Das Torah. But if a person is exposed to seeing and hearing things in the Goyish Welt or in anything, and the Jewish Welt also, the Jewish Welt, the secular, even the Frum Welt, certain things are not appropriate, you know, maybe too much Gashmias or too much whatever, focus on different things, on dress, on housing, on cars, whatever it might be. It has an effect on both. So we have to be careful and try as much as we can to chazer ibrin, to review it, to always mechazik ourselves. This not necessarily, is it the derech haTorah, is it proper, is it das Torah, is it not? You know, we don't believe in that. That's mechazik myself. These things are very dangerous, I both say. Number one is the type is very powerful, especially when it comes to type the kinyan both, the tarayas and other things, and involving the gashmias, right? The type is very powerful, and when you combine it with the fact that the Welt at large shows us examples of what a person can do, you know, so he has bigger havminas now, and he's a Baal Taiva, and he can't rove olam, they go after the Taiva, it's hard to control, you can't make commitments even. And the third thing I both say, the last thing on the bottom of the page, in terms of some hadrach, in terms of chizuk, so what do we do? What do we do, Rabbi? Rabbi Naiman's getting me all depressed. You know, that I'm a big Baal Taiv, he tells me, and everything I look outside, everything I hear in the world is going to kill my dash Torah. So what do I do? It's terrible. Well, there's a lot of etzed, a lot of things that we're chazik ourselves, but the one focus is this beautiful Rashi over here. The pasuk talks about how what kind of carbon the sot has to bring. Does he brings a baby or ishes ishto, a coin, maybe it's carbon or rea, a serious way for kemach zorim. And certain things you don't put there. Certain things might normally be there on this carbon mincha, on this carbon. So what do? So normally you would bring shemen. No shemen. You don't bring any shemen. But we take alavon, no lavona. Ki minchas kenos. It's a mincha of kenos of kin of jealousy. Minchas ikar, minchas keras. We don't do it. Says Rashi. What's pshat? Why not? What is it? What is? Who cares about lavona? Says Rashi. Because Ravona represents is a term that's connected to the emotes. Shemar, they'll give us Ravona, Shashirim. So somehow I'm not sure why, that's a word thing, but they're depicted as being Ravona. They're called Ravona, the emotes, right? Sarah and Rivka and Rachel and Leah, the four emotes, they're called Ravona. But this lady, this Sota, Pirushal Midarchehen, She was Polish from their ways, and therefore you can't put Ravona there. You can't. How can you put Ravona? Ravona represents the most. You can't put the Ravona there. Pirsha b'darcheihem. Then the Roshiva both asked, "Well, what's this? She's Pirsha b'darcheihem. What shaykes? I mean, tell her you're talking about a sota. Remember, obviously, even she was innocent. She wasn't acting 100% properly. She was over in Kinev Estira, right? They warned her, and she was so sure. She went to a hiding, closed off place with this man, that aroused suspicion, right? The husbands don't suspect their holy wives of inappropriate behavior, but this lady acted in a way which causes suspicion. So she was potentially a sota. Either she was a sota, or she was potentially a sota. So she was pirsha. You get to tell her, and you have shy. You can tell her, well, we're not going to put Levon in your cup, because you're not like the emos. They're in opposite extremes. I mean, if anything, I would say no one's like the emos. Who's like the emos? So let's say if a regular kosher, ashesish, a wonderful lady, he has no shaykes emos. She's not like the emos either. The emos are up here, regular people over here, and this lady's down here. So this lady, she's Polish Narchayan. Okay, everyone's always on the level. So she's farther away. So what's the point? You can't put Levona there because she's Pirsha B'darcheihem. And that's what you tell her. You tell her, you're trying to get the message across, No, we're not putting Levona on. You know why? Because you're Parish Narcheihem. Well, and she's going to respond to that. It has shaykhs to her. She's so far. You didn't have the sneeze of Rachel Yemenu. She was able to give up and signs, whatever, all the mysterious nefesh she had for sneeze and everything else, and sorry, the way she dressed, and she was behind the scenes, she was behind the tent over there when she was a big tsanua, right? The Malachim showed the Avram how what a big tsanua his wife was. Oh, lady, you're not like her. You're nuts. What am I? A prune of old-fashioned Puritan, from the colonial days. There's no jaykos for that. You want to tell her she's a crushed lady. She shouldn't do such terrible things. But she shouldn't design is one thing. What does it have to do with Tachayim? She's Pirsha B'Tachayim. So Rishiva said Pshat was because Pirsha B'Tachayim means that her focus is not there. Not that she wasn't acting like them. Baruch Hashem, Kai Yisrael acts like they're driven, their goal, their perspective of where am I headed in life, what I want to accomplish, what I want to do. I want to become? I want to become like Sarah Yemenu. I want to become like Rivka. I want to become like Rachel Olay. That's my goal. I want to become Ramosha Feinstein. I want to become a God Ador. I want to become, that's my role model. So as long as we have that focus and that eyesight set on what we're trying to do and we have the proper role model, the proper ultimate goals, even if we might know maybe we can't reach them, we can't be in Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know, but I would love to, as close as I can to be them, that's, I want to become a Moshe Rabbeinu. I would love to be Moshe Rabbeinu. I would love to be a Rachel Yemenu. I would love to be any of these Imos or Avos. When you're there, that's a whole different level of both. So you know what happened with this lady? The fact that she went ahead, you know what caused this? Where I see the results, right? She was a sota. She acted in an appropriate way, and she was potential as mezana. This lady who is someone who lost her focus. If you keep your focus straight on both sides, you don't become a sota. Right? If you're a baltaiva and you're a normal human being, and you got stuck with this guy, you start falling in love with the guy. Who knows what? Both say it doesn't happen. This lady must have lost her. Right? How do we know? Who says she's pirsha? pretty sure her, from that Chayin, she was Polish from focusing on it, from their ways. It wasn't in her eyesight. It wasn't in her long-term, you know, goals in life to be like Rachel. That's why she's a Sota. So it's important on both sides. So one of the antidotes, one of what can give us chizuk is always machazik yourself and know, what do I want to become? Who are my role models? Is the Hollywood glamour stars that I want to become like them, or the actors, or the sports people, or the rock stars, or the tycoon, the big wealthy guy down the block? Is he my goal? I want to become like him. I want to become a billionaire. I want to become like Bill Gates. What do you want? So what do you become like? Bill Gates or like Moshe Feinstein? You know. Well, of course, I want to be a tzaddik, but I want to be like Bill Gates, you know, or at least a tenth of a Bill Gates, right? We have to strive on both sides to chazik ourselves and keep in mind, what is my goal? What is my goal? What am I shooting for? I'm shooting for it to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm shooting to become a Moshe Feinstein. I'm shooting to become a Rabbi Yoshe. I'm shooting to become a tzaddik, whatever, someone is Rosh of Ruba Shaku and Avodas Hashem. That's what I want to become. And that on both sides is a very strong protective force. So, and that's what this lady was missing. You can't put Levona on her. You can't put Levona on her carbon, because what shaykh does she have? She has no shaykh to becoming, to yearning, to striving to become a Rifki Meno. She has no shaykh to that. Look, she's a Sota. Sota had no shaykh, obviously. If she would have had shaykh, she would have held herself back. She wouldn't have done this. So that would have, that picture, that goal, that eternalized, you know, goal would have made a difference in her life. But she's not like that, so you can't do it. The Reshiva added, which I'm not sure I understand that, why so mochel. The Reshiva added, not just that, but Kiddush number two, I saw my notes, okay? Kiddush number two was that it sounds like Pashup Sat, Reshiva assuming that we're trying, like I mentioned before, trying to give the message to her. That you're not like Sari Meno, you're not like the Mo. That's why not just that she can't have it because she's not like it. We're trying to tell her, you know, teach her a lesson, give her a hashkofa lesson. What went wrong over here? Because you're not like the Mo. So the Kiddush was, but this she has shaykhs to hearing such beautiful music. You know, she's the lowest of the low. She went to this something potentially terrible, catastrophic, and the lowest of all moral people around. No values, nothing. But she can appreciate, you can tell her, listen, you're not, you should become like the Emos. She laughs it off, potentially, I would think. And she probably will laugh it off, but it has an effect, potentially. It could make a dent in her psyche. It can make her feel a little, you know, let me change myself. These are wonderful Emos. So even the most immoral, you know, person can appreciate, potentially, that it's nice to be like the Emo. So let me try to turn myself around. Let me try to focus and become a fine person, refined person, a sanudika person, someone who doesn't, not so involved in trying to hang around the men folk. But it could help even gabi them. It's not just to a tzaddik or to a person up there, very from holy. Oh, let's try to become like the Emo. No. This lady, you tell her, you're not like the Emo. What's with you? How can you have sunk so low? How can you have not fulfilled your potential and not striven to fulfill the and follow in the footsteps of Sarah Rivka Rachel Leah? That's our both sides. So we have to go ahead and recognize the Koach HaTaiva. We have to recognize the power of the environment, how things affect us. And we have to go ahead and know that, you know, one methodology is this, to go ahead and try to keep the focus. We have to try to keep ourselves striving, you know, for super heights. And not let go, and not lose our vision in terms of what I want to become. Who is my real role model? Like I say, is it the Bill Gates or is it Moshe Feinstein? And it's not a simple answer. It's not a simple question. Not a simple answer. You know, of course I want to become Moshe, but it's not. You know, talk to yourself, machazi yourself. You know, listen. There's nothing wrong with having some money. I'm not saying that, but what's my real goal in life? What I want to become. What am I, sir? If a guy has a choice, let's say, right? Let's say, maybe that's an asking me. I don't know. What would a guy answer? Rabbi Olson, ask yourself the question. If someone asks you, I have a magic wand, and I can fulfill one of your wishes. You want to become like Bill Gates? You want to become Moshe Feinstein? What would I say? I hope the answer is Moshe Feinstein. I'm not sure. It's a tough one. Think about it, both. I'm not sure. You have a choice. You know, with the wave of the wand, right? You can become whatever you want. Just tell me, and I'll grant your wish, right? Ask yourself that question. What would the answer be? Don't tell me. It's okay. You keep it to yourself. But I have a hunch a lot of us, if not all of us, or most of us would say, you know, I work on my ruchnius. Of course, I want to become a frum ben Torah. I want to become a shomer Shabbos. But do I want to become like the avos? Is that what I really want? As such a potential, and not become Bill Gates? Okay, obviously, if you can become like the avos and without any downsides, so okay, it's pusha. I'll become like the avos. You know, maybe that's more pusha. But this or that. Which one is it? What is my goal about? What's my greatest yearning in life? What's my overall, put on top of the page, you know, when I think it was in seventh grade, I had a science teacher. He used to walk into the classroom every day, and before the beginning of class, he put right on the blackboard, on the corner, AIM, A-I-M with a line. What is the aim for today's class, right? Well, to prove this, whatever teachers, right? You have to have a goal. What is my aim in life on both sides? Am I focusing on becoming the most powerful, you know, political, strong, popular, famous, you know, wealthiest, strongest, whatever person in the world, right? Or do I want to become the biggest Talmud Chacham I can, become the biggest Baal Chesed I can, the biggest Baal Emes I can, the biggest Baal Yetzer Tov I can, the most control over my Taivas? What do I want to do? What's my real goal on both sides? That's what it means. You can't be Porish Midarcheihem. You have to, I'm on the right path. I'm on there, here. It says, Here's the Rehov Sari Menu. I'm on that path, not on Rehov, who knows, poets, priests, Prusa, right? That's where am I? What street am I on? What street am I walking down? You have to look and make sure you got the right street sign. You know, you have a choice, you know, which one is it? Both Hashem should help us, we should misspell for it, and your learning makes a tremendous difference. You guys are upholding the world, and besides fixing yourself, you're machazik the world and saving the world for who knows what. Nebuch, what type of viruses are out there, right? Who knows? A lot of crazy viruses, you know? And if we're not careful, there's more viruses, Rahman al-Aslan. But we have to massage, our Torah is what's helping us out, and the striving for ruchnias, for perfection, for shleimus, is what makes all the difference in our personal lives, in our success in our lives. And what are we doing? What are we here for? What are we doing in our lives? Shabbat both I have a great day, and Yishkeh for coming. I hope Benny remembered to record it. If you didn't, don't tell me. Okay? Yishkeh both I have a good one. Take care. Have a good day.